You want me to music intro?
Do it. Do it right now.
Na 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 na. Trivia. Na 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 na. UHF. Na 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 na. Major League. Can you tell I didn't write that beforehand? Go.
Well, thank you, Alex. Hi, everyone. This is Dave Pallas coming to you once again with the Cystic Fibrosis Cage Match 2019. Just wanted first to thank everyone who helped put this together: Crystal Beth, Thomas Howeth, Kathleen Mocklin, Kyle Crane. One of our guests here tonight, Jarf Harden and Brad Mendenhall. The Movies by Minutes podcast, we analyze movies by minute. We slice up your popular properties more finely than ever and give you an insane amount on your podcast feed. Through this trivia battle, the MXM community is raising funds for cystic fibrosis research. What is cystic fibrosis? That is a life-threatening genetic disease that affects about 30,000 people in the United States and 70,000 people worldwide. Although CF is a rare disease, more than 10 million Americans are symptoms carriers of the defective CF gene. Despite exciting advances in CF research and a care, a cure has not been found for this disease. A vast majority of people with CF do not have an effective treatment targeting the underlying cause of their disease. Real progress has been made, but the lives of people with CF are cut far too short. Last year, the trivia tournament for a cure raised over $1,800 for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and we plan to ante up that this year. 2019 is a pivotal year for cystic fibrosis research. Positive results were announced this March from two ongoing late-stage clinical trials of a new therapy that would be an incredible step towards our goal of ensuring that all people with CF have effective treatments and ultimately a cure. And we want to mention why we do this. We have contributors to the MXM community who are involved in the CF community, like Kyle and Brady Crane. Fans of the MXM podcast, Kyle Johnson and Jamie Crane, are both adults living with that CF. And people with living with CF tend to live isolated lives because they spend an exhausting amount of time in hospitals and they're doing daily treatments at home, and they're susceptible to contracting sicknesses from each other. So medically advised, they're not to be around others with CF as they can make each other sick. They listen and contribute to podcasts as an outlet and a way to connect with people. And now we want to introduce our teams tonight. We have the two for Joe versus the Minute. We have Tierney and Jarf.
Woo! Can we get extra bonus points since Jarf works for CFF?
He already ponied up for six. I want to say that now. You have the most starting bonus points with six. That's very good. You have a good advantage already.
We feel very strong.
Thank you so much to everybody that supported our team.
Yeah, you're going in with a good 6-point lead here.
Dave, great job with that intro. Thank you for telling people a little bit about CFF.
That's why we're doing it. Okay, now to shake things up here, Team Roper is made up of Jeff Ferry and the professor, Robert Black.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank God. Yeah. I upgraded from original Team Roper to powered up Team Roper because my original partner was worthless.
You're going to be in so much trouble when he gets back.
Oh, he's away for 2 weeks. What are you talking about? I didn't have a podcast for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. I did not, okay, never I'll got an email, never got a call. I was like, wow. And so here we go. We scrambled and we got Robert Black in. Okay, then.
I upgraded as well. My partner last year was Brad Mendenhall, and we were humiliatingly knocked out in the first round. So
you're
that's
amazing.
Why I'm back this year with Tierney.
Hold on. I forget. What did I do again last year? Oh, yeah, that's right. I won the whole thing last year.
Wow. All right. We already got some heated competition.
Do not get me started on how unfair the questions were.
All right, well, hopefully we have some better questions tonight with UHF and Major League. Major League written by our own man in the box, Alex.
I am the man in the box.
Okay, so I'm going to give a brief play-by-play how we're going to do this. I'm going to go back and forth between the movies and the teams. So each team will be allowed to answer questions from each movie. If you don't answer it correctly, the other team can steal it. Every time you answer a question correctly, I'm going to ask you, would you like to buy a bonus credit, a bonus question with your bonus credits? So once again, Team Powered Up Roper, you have 4 bonus credits you're going into this game with. And Joe versus the Minute, you are going in with 6. So you already have a little bit you can work with. Afterwards, you can always buy one in with another $5. So answering these questions, I'm going to give you about 20 seconds, and I'm going to start asking for your final answer. I have a clue on some of these questions. So for $5, I'll give you a clue. Let's see. I can give you $10. I can give you allowance to text your lifeline. For $15, I'm going to allow you to Google. That's 2 per team for this game. And the ultimate, $50, you auto win it. I count it as a win, and you will are allowed to even get a bonus question right after that. So, any other questions? I'm going to go to Team Roper with the first UHF.
We are as prepared as we can be.
Okay. All right, here we go. First question, UHF for Roper. What is in the box? And I have a multiple choice. A, nothing. B, absolutely nothing. C, stupid. D, you're so stupid.
I have a thing. Were we supposed to watch these movies? I'm just wondering.
Well, I'll give you some time to watch them. So yeah.
Before the multiple choices, that was easy, but you're asking for the exact line. He does call her stupid, but does he say something first?
I believe it goes, what's in the box? Nothing. And then he just says, stupid. You're so stupid.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're near your final answer.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yes.
All right. And your final answer is?
There's nothing in the box.
Yes.
Well, but the line was the stupid. You're so stupid.
Yeah. Yes. 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 He was having some fun with the first question. That was a Carlisle. Okay. See,
the correct answer was all of the above, sort of.
Pretty much. Yeah. He'll accept A, nothing, and B, absolutely nothing. That was the answer for that one. Okay. Well, that was your first question, right? Would you like to spend a bonus credit?
Do you want to do them now, or do you want to try to hold on to when we're way behind later?
If we spend them in this round, if we don't spend them in this round, do we have them next round still?
Yeah. And also, you can always buy them. You can always buy for $5. Like, that's always true. Available.
But yeah, I'd say save it for now.
Okay. All right.
It's a little early.
All right, fine. Then we're going to move on to Team Joe versus the Minute.
We're ready. Clearly, we have them intimidated, Tierney.
Okay, here we go. Second question for UHF. What does George Newman find in Al Capone's glove box?
Is it the roadmaps, Jarf?
Trust your memory, Tierney.
Man. Yeah. Does it have to be specific, or can I just say roadmaps?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yes, it is roadmaps.
Okay.
Nice job.
Very good, very good. All right, now that you have a correct answer now, would you like to go for a bonus credit?
What do you think, Jarf?
Sure.
Can I do it? All right.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. All right, Alex, take one of their bonus credits off. Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Who plays the transgender character of Lily Elby and the Danish Girl? I have a multiple choice here.
Thank God.
A, Eddie Redmayne. B, Daniel Craig. C, Tom Hardy. Or D, Colin Firth?
A.
What'd you say?
A, Eddie Redmayne.
Yes, that is correct. Okay.
All right. I'm so glad that was multiple choice.
Yes. Yes, I have some easy ones.
Oh my goodness.
I have some tricky ones. Okay.
Score
all right.
It's 2-1 for Joe versus the Minute.
Okay, going back to Roper. We're now going to Major League questions.
Okay.
Question one. Prior to the start of the film, what was the name of the league Rick Vaughn was playing in?
That one I do know. Do you know that one, Robert?
Yes.
you can go with this one if you know it.
Rick Vaughn was playing in California Penal.
That is correct. California Penal League. Okay. All right. I have to ask with the correct answer. Would you like to go for a bonus question?
Do you want to go with one now? We can embarrass ourselves early and often.
Yeah. Since they did, we will.
Well, I thought the same thing. When they got asked that question, I'm like, I have no idea what that is. So.
All right. Okay. So we're going in?
Yes.
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Joe Pesci plays Tommy DeVito in which mafia movie? A, The Untouchables. B, Casino. C, The Godfather. Or D, Goodfellas?
It's Goodfellas.
I don't remember his character name, but he's in two of those.
Yeah, he's Tommy. I was going to try to do a line from it, and then I realized there's no line in that movie. It doesn't have the F word in it.
Okay. So
what's your final answer then, Jeff?
Goodfellas.
That is correct. All right.
Score is 3-2. Roper.
All right. Okay, next now. Yes, no, Joe versus the Minute. Another Major League question. What kind of animal was in Jake Taylor's hotel room in Mexico?
Is it a chicken or a goat? When they zoom out, you wouldn't think you could mix those two up. when he gets the call at the beginning to come, he's asleep in the hotel room in Mexico. And then it pans, or not pans out. It shows the room wider, and there's an animal like walking through near the bed.
I think a chicken.
I have a clue here if you want to buy one, but or if you want to go with your final answer.
What do you think? Should we take the chance?
Let's take the chance with chicken.
All right, let me hear it. Final answer.
Final answer is chicken.
Yes, that is correct. I want to make sure. Yes, you're correct. I want to make sure you weren't going back on goat. Okay. Yes, that is correct. All right, would you like to go for a bonus credit?
Sure,
I'm going to say no. We got it tied up.
No, we're good. That was our moment.
Now it's, I believe it's 3-3, right, Alex?
It is 3-3.
Okay. So you're good? You don't want to go for bonus?
It's up to you, Jar. Good. If you want to save it in case you need a hint.
Yeah, let's save it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now we're going to move, let's see. We're going to move on to back to UHF. Okay. This will be question 3 for Roper. What body part does Joe Early cut off?
His left thumb.
Is that your final answer?
Well, yeah. Certainly not coming from me.
It's his left thumb.
That is correct. Yes, it was his thumb. Yes. Okay. And I got to ask, would you like to go for a bonus?
You want to play it safe and keep the pressure on them to get him right?
For now, yeah.
All right. So is that a yes or no?
That's a no.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Okay. Here we go. We're going back to Joe versus the Minute for question 4 of UHF. What kind of animal does Raul not need? Another animal question.
Oh, I love this one. Jarf, do you know it?
For a clue, I'll give you a multiple choice if you're not sure, but it sounds like you are. Okay.
I know.
Okay.
I know he doesn't need no stinking badgers.
That is correct. Yes, stinking badgers. That's correct. All right. Do you want to go for a bonus question?
What do you think, Jarf? Give it a try, this one?
Sure.
And take, we're try on and a take roll. A lead? Okay.
Ugh. All right. Here we go. Putting out another movie question card. Who plays Deadpool in the 2016 movie of the same name? A. Liam Hemsworth, B. Ryan Reynolds, C. Henry Cavill, or D. Michael Fassbender?
Ryan Reynolds. Jarf?
I'm sorry, what was the final answer on that one?
What did you say, Tierney?
I was about to say that if you don't know this one, our podcast might be off.
Ryan Reynolds is our final answer.
Yes, correct, yes. All right, good. All right. Okay, all right. Okay, now we are going back to, I think we're going back to Major League or we're going back to Team Roper.
Correct.
Okay, so this is going to be question 3. What is the speech bubble of Rachel Phelps' cardboard cutout?
I believe it's "You guys suck."
Yep.
Is it your final answer?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Technically incorrect. It's "You guys stink."
Dave.
Hey.
Steal chance.
Steal chance. My bad. That was.
They're not stealing nothing.
I really wanted to rub it into them that they got it wrong, but yeah, that was my fault. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna make it up to them. I'm going to offer. I'm going to offer Tierney and Garf a free bonus question on this one. This is on the house. This is for me. Okay. You get this right, I'll donate $5. How about that?
Okay. I love it.
All right. This one's a nice, tricky one, too. What is the name of Jodie Foster's character in Taxi Driver? Is it A, Iris, B, Lily, C, Emma, or D, Rose?
Iris sounded right to me.
I think Tierney? It's Iris. Yeah, Iris would be my guess.
That is correct. Amazing. Okay, all right. Reminder, Alex, I owe them $5.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, all right. All right, now we're going to Joe versus the Minute. And I will remember, if they don't answer that right, to allow steal. Okay. Question 4. Who was the writer and director of Major League?
Not John Patrick Shanley. Not Jan Levy. Oh my God. Why can't I picture this, Jarf?
All right, let's talk some clues. I can have a hint you if you want to buy.
You remember?
I do not.
Okay. Should we buy our hint?
I mean, if you don't know it, I said I'm going to have to ask for a final answer otherwise.
Jarf?
Yeah, okay. Let's use our hint.
Okay. All right. They got a $5 credit they're using.
Mm-hmm.
Among his other credits, he is the writer of The Sting and one of the other writers of Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, fuck.
That stars Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And your movie stars Tom Hanks. Got that going for you.
Yeah, I thought... What's frustrating is, okay, so it's not who I was thinking. Right. Now that you've given the hint.
That, or I'm gonna have to, or you can Google. You know, you can do a $15 Google. Otherwise, because I'm gonna have to answer a final answer then, and it's gonna be wrong. I have to flip the other guys.
No, don't feel like this is worth googling. Huh?
Are you gonna go for Google?
Actually, no. Can I text? Sorry.
You could. Yes, $10 text. Yes, I will allow you to.
Surf, is that okay?
Use your bonus points.
Let's do it.
Oh, yes.
Take
two off of them.
Take two of their bonus points off. Yes.
All right. Hang on.
Okay.
While
she texts Alex, let's update the score sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Gore who wrote Major League.
Yeah, right. Wrote and directed Major League.
Wrote and directed.
I will have the score sheet up in just a moment.
Okay.
The downside of the ghetto score sheet keeping methods here.
Well, at least our guests, they'll know. And then we can always call it up and update
people.
I have never known what the score was at any point in any of these games.
The score sheet is currently posted in the chat. Joe versus the Minute have 6. Team Roper have 4. But Joe versus the Minute are down, after this question, they are down to 1 bonus point remaining. Team Roper still have 3.
Okay.
That's your ghetto thing. That's like that's more put together than the actual thing I use on my podcast.
It's very. I know Alex is very good. That's why he's my man in the box. In a pinch, he could get me the best spreadsheets the side of the Mississippi.
Well, in an ideal world, I'd be screen sharing so that I don't have to just keep taking a screenshot and throwing it in the chat. But
in an ideal world, Alex would have those Minority Report like gloves and just be.
We would have figured out the AR on this by now.
Is there a time limit on this text a friend thing?
I'm
ready to steal. Just
I understand. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna give her about another 10 seconds, and I'm gonna have to ask for a final answer.
David Ward. I don't know what you're doing. David Ward.
Yes, correct. Yes, David Ward. Okay. All right, good.
Job.
Came right into the wire there. All right. So you do have 1 correct, and you have 1 bonus credit left if you want to push your luck, because now you have 7 points if you would want to buy a bonus question.
I think I'm good. I'm going to need a moment to recover my heart from that.
All right, good. All right, then fine. We're going to switch to Team Roper then. Okay, let's see. I think I'm going back to
UHF. UHF.
Okay, let's see here. All right, now we're in the next section. All right, mm-hmm. We got Team Roper. What kind of watch did R.J. Fletcher want from his son?
Oh, you got a Kevin McCarthy impression in you, Robert?
I don't, no.
I wanted a Rolex!
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct. It was a Rolex. Yes. A crown for every achievement. All right. Now, would you guys like to go for a bonus? Okay. All right. Time to pull out the Leonard Maltin movie guide.
Okay.
Oh, you kidding me?
All right. So I will read the rules of this game. I'm going to read a Leonard Maltin review. I will not read the actors. I will not read the specific title yet. So what I could do is I will read the abridged version of the review, and then I will tell you the year. I will tell you what he gave it. And for another $5, I will then read the full review if you feel like there's parts missing. So here
and
we
what
go.
What do we have to name?
The movie title.
Just the title? Okay.
Just the title. Here we go. Philadelphia homicide cop investigates brutal copycat murders, but is slow to realize that there may be an explanation beyond the normal for how and why these deaths are being executed. Hybrid of supernatural and cop thriller genres doesn't pay off, despite creepy atmosphere and solid performances. It takes much too long to get where it's going, and the finale subverts its the film's own ground rules. It's from 1998. He gave it 2 stars.
All right. What year did it come out?
1998. He gave it 2 stars.
I had an impulse, but
I did too. What did you think?
Mimic.
I thought it was Fallen.
Oh, okay. Isn't that later?
Oh. Can you read the review again?
All right, one more time. Here we go.
All right.
Philadelphia homicide cop investigates brutal copycat murders, but is slow to realize that there may be an explanation beyond the normal for how and why these deaths are being executed. Hybrid of supernatural and cop thriller genres doesn't pay off, despite creepy atmosphere and solid performances. It takes much too long to get where it's going, and the finale subverts the film's own ground rules. Rated R.
Hmm. Yeah, could be Fallen.
I only felt like, because I'm pretty sure Fallen has the homicide detective in it, and I don't remember who the main character in Mimic was. I thought they were like a health department person or something. I don't know. It's been a very long time since I've seen either of these movies.
If we buy a clue, we get what
part of honestly, that was the review. I will say that. That was the full review. If you bought a clue, I could read you. I'll read you the cast list.
Ooh, because then it'd be easy.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's a giveaway, because if you hear one name, you're going to know which way to go.
By two, so should we do it?
Yeah, sure, we can do it.
Spend one?
All right, you're spending another $5 credit. Okay, and I'm going to read you the entire cast list. Okay, and you could just jump in whenever you feel like you know it.
Yeah.
Director Gregory Hoblit, Denzel Washington, John Goodman.
Fallen. Yeah.
Yes, correct, Fallen. I was like, they're close. They're so close, but maybe I can squeeze them a bit. All right.
All right. We're going back to Joe versus the Minute. They are up 7-6. Each team has one bonus question remaining. Oh, that was our bonus question.
All right.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We are not UHF. The next question for Joe versus the Minute. How much money does Bob claim George owes him?
$5.
Not a multiple choice situation.
Not a multiple choice, no. Do you feel... All right, is that your final answer, $5?
Yeah, because that's why you can't kill him.
That is correct. Yeah, it's $5. All right. Okay, so you got that one. Did you want to spend your last bonus credit for a bonus question?
What's the score now?
You are up 8-6.
All right. I'm good to hold off for now.
Okay. All right. We're going to switch back to Roper, and we're going to switch back to Major League. Okay, next question. Roper, Major League. When Jake barges in on Lynn at Tom's place, what famous piece of classical music is playing in the background?
Ah, crap.
Are you kidding me?
Music.
Okay, well...
I know the other people's names are Arthur and Janice and...
That's like... Sounds like Alex up the ante on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope their questions start making.
I saw a lot of people on Facebook claiming that they knew this movie backwards.
Is that when the Lyle Lovett song is playing?
I wouldn't consider Lyle Lovett classical music in any way.
Wait, did you say classical music?
Classical music. This famous piece of classical music is playing.
I have no idea then.
I am desperately trying to remember that part of the scene, but. This is what I get for not paying attention when the credits were.
Let's see. Do you want? We can talk clues. We can talk. You can do a Google search as well. See if you can try and find this classical piece of music.
You mean like classical, right? Like
classical. This is there is no question. This is classical.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't want like it's classical. You know, from the '60s. I'm not going to be able to make some guess at some composer from 300 years ago.
I don't want to Google yet.
Which one? Do we need the name of the composer or the actual name of the song?
The music. The name of the song. There's a couple different names I'd be willing to accept. If you can hum the tune, I could probably take that too. If you're in the, if you've got the tune correct.
Oh, I hummed it already. Did it drop out?
All right. Well, Alex, I'll let Alex be. If you're going to hum it, I will accept that as the final answer, and Alex will judge if that is correct or not.
No, we don't know.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, I said it's either going to be final answer. I'm going to have to go with Joe versus the Minute to steal.
Let him try.
Yeah. Okay, all right. We're going to go to Joe versus the Minute. I will ask you the question again. When Jake barges in on Lynn at Tom's place, what famous piece of classical music is playing in the background?
or if I have a guess, you know.
I'm pretty sure that it was Mozart, but I have no idea the name of the song, so I don't think we should try to steal.
Damn it.
Well, the stealing is
we got
free,
nothing to lose, right?
You have nothing to lose, yeah.
Yeah. What was your guess, Jarf?
Mozart's Fifth Symphony? I don't know.
Okay, no, Jarf. Was it the because people use that all the time for rich, fancy people.
That's true. It's basically the soundtrack of rich, fancy people's lives.
That was my guess since we got nothing to lose.
Alex, do you feel
that tune is your guess? That is correct. The tune in question.
Oh my God!
The tune in question is Eine kleine Nachtmusik or. Or what the hell was the English one? Serenade number 13 in G major.
Wow. My music major sister is so proud of me right now.
You may know it better as
Mozart's Ghost. Etc.
That one.
All right.
Paul Tierney.
Yeah, well,
I actually had an ancestor who played in the Habsburg court. I'm so proud right now that I pulled that out of my butt.
Are you proud enough to go for a bonus credit, or do you want to just?
Oh yeah, you might as well put us away now.
No, I'm scared after blanking on who wrote and directed a movie, so I'm good to save our bonus.
Okay,
for it.
All right, that's fine. Okay,
as long as that's okay with you, Jarf.
That's fine because you are gonna be asked the next question.
Okay.
That was a nice team effort, Tierney.
All right, Tierney, are you ready for the next question on Major League?
Mm-hmm.
Question number 6 here for Major League. In the film, who portrays Yankees first baseman Clue Hayward?
Oh my God.
No.
This is where you can use that last bonus credit then if you feel like you need a clue.
Shoot. Sure, if you got anything, talk to me.
No.
Someone is... Maybe.
Names.
I'm gonna either need a final answer or we're gonna have to go for a clue.
Yeah, let's go for a clue.
All right, your last clue point. We're gonna go. Here is the hint. He was a former pitcher in Major League Baseball. Among his career accomplishments were winning one of the Cy Young Awards in 1980.
Oh, sure, that's right, because he was a pitcher. He never actually batted. Oh God, what was his name?
It's part of that clue which team
it's who portrayed Yankees first baseman Clue Hayward.
It's something Russian. Oh shoot, I'm trying not to swear on your podcast. I'm so sorry.
All right, we're gonna
go
to your
Russian one that's Cy Young in 1982.
Mm-hmm. Probably a Pete then, because all the Cy Young winners are Petes in that era.
It's the longest 20 seconds of my life, I'll tell you that.
They know it. Ah, I hate this.
All right. I'm going to give you 5 more seconds. You have to tell me if you're going to Google this or you're going to give me a final answer.
It's Pete something, but it's Pete something Russian, but I don't know what the last name is.
All right. Well, I have to accept it as Pete something Russia is incorrect. We're going to have to go to Team Roper to steal.
Who already knew it.
All right, Team Roper. In the film, who portrays Yankees first baseman Clue Hayward?
I was waiting for you, Robert. Did you know it?
Oh, I know it if I hear it because she's right about the Russian thing. I think it's actually
Vukovic.
More Polish. Yeah.
Yes, that is correct. Pete Vukovic. Tierney's upset. Okay.
For the record,
this is like when you're trying to open a jar and you get it almost open and then someone else opens it the rest of the way.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I got that for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you. Well, okay. Well, Team Roper, let's see. Did they use up all theirs? They have one more.
They have one remaining.
Okay, do you want to
they
use
are currently
that,
down 9-7.
Oh, okay. Is it time if you wanted to try to piggyback into a bonus question?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
up to you, Robert. I'm sure we'll get some esoteric question from 1781 that we have to answer.
That's fine.
All right, you're going with it?
Yes, bonus question.
Okay. What is the name of the little girl in the 2015 movie Inside Out? Is it A, Riley, B, Miley, C, Emily, or D, Sally?
Oh, thank God I have kids.
Go ahead.
It's Riley.
Yep.
That is correct.
All right. Score is 9-8. Joe versus the Minute with the lead, but Team Roper has the next question with a chance to tie.
Okay. Now, if I remember correctly, we are going back to UHF.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Team Roper, UHF.
Wait, what number question is this?
This is UHF question 7. There are 8 questions remaining total in the game, not counting bonuses.
Okay, here we go. UHF to Team Roper. What drink does George order at the bar?
He orders blueberry daiquiri.
Final answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is correct.
That's correct. We are tied.
Okay. Oh, now Team Roper in the lead. Do you want to start buying a bonus credit question?
We'll just let the pressure build up on them. I think we'll leave it on them.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then. All right, we're going to go.
No pressure. Week. No pressure at all. All right, I'm sure you guys will be fine.
Joe versus the Minute. Okay, here you go. Next question.
Feeling some pressure.
What does Uncle Harvey win the deed to Channel 62 with?
Pair of sevens.
Final answer on that one?
Or if you got anything different?
No, that sounded right.
All right, say it one more time then.
Final answer, a pair of sevens.
That is correct.
Yay!
All right, so now, since the pressure was on you, do you want to buy a bonus question?
What do you think, Jarf? Should we give it a go?
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right.
This feels like Super Mario Kart to me. And it's all about that final move.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right, then. All right. We're going now to Major League. Let's see here. Okay. All right. Next question going Major League to Team Roper. According to their lease, the Indians need to have their season attendance fall below what number in order to move the team?
I was trying to see if I could get the entire line, but I can't remember it. It was you can check me on this, Robert, but I think it was 800,000.
Yeah.
And that's your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. 800,000.
I remember it because the caption has a typo. It says 80.
That'd be a bad year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And we are tied once again.
Okay. Well, is it going back to Team Roper, would you like to then buy a bonus credit?
How many questions are left?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Maybe we'll sit on it one more round.
Yeah, okay. All right, then. All right, going to Joe versus the Minute. All right, next question, Major League. What athletic event did Lynn previously participate in?
Oh, it was swimming. It was 100 meter.
Oh, 200.
You sure?
Yeah, because it's one of those weird things where it's like, who does, isn't it? It's 200 IM, I thought.
A house divided.
Holy crap. Because I know, I mean.
I remembered 100 meter something freestyle.
It's definitely not freestyle. She swims medley.
All right. So we're going to need to get to a final answer or get a clue.
All right.
What kind of clue could there be for this question?
There's a clue.
There's a clue here.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you what music was playing in the background.
Yeah. she's... Because he says the kids are going to swim it, too.
Right.
Yeah. 200 meter individual medley. That's final what answer? IM stands for, right? Yeah. Yeah. Is that okay, Jarf?
Individual medley.
All right. Okay. Okay, and that is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I stand corrected.
Yeah, medley's all four strokes. Yeah.
All right. So with that, would you like to buy a bonus question?
Up to you. I've got $5 burning a hole in my pocket if you want.
Let's do it.
Okay. Going to the Leonard Maltin review.
Oh, no. I instantly regret this.
All right. So like I said, I'm going to read parts of the review, leaving out actors' names and obviously the titles. And you're going to try and tell me the title. I will give you the year it came out, the rating, the review he gave it. So here we go. This actor is a crack anti-terrorist expert planning early retirement when he is thrust in the middle of an airline hijacking perpetrated by a vile arch criminal. Watchable action fare has few too many coincidences, but delivers both on the ground and in the air, thanks largely to the two charismatic opponents. Let's see. There's a co-star who plays FBI agent Henderson, is the director's father. This came out in 1992, rated R, 2.5 stars.
Oh.
I'm thinking Passenger 57.
Final answer?
Sure.
You going with that, Jar? Final answer? That is correct. Passenger 57, 1992. Woo! Was explained by a crack anti-terrorist expert. Yep.
All right. Always bet on black.
Always bet on the guys, as he says. Always bet on black, yes.
Joe versus the Minute has now taken a 2-point lead, going back to Team Roper.
Okay. All right, so we're going back to UHF correctly here. All right, UHF Team Roper. Where does George plan to take Terry and her parents after dinner? I'm sorry, for dinner. Where does George plan to take Terry and her parents for dinner?
I remember the dinner.
Yeah. I don't remember the name.
We have a decent clue here if you need to buy it.
This might be one of the points of the movie where I glazed over.
Okay, well, I say, yeah, we should start. Let's start talking clues, or we start talking Google searches, or something more of a $50 auto win if you want.
Can you read the question again? I'm sorry. Okay, sure, I'm losing my mind here.
Where does George plan to take Terry and her parents for dinner? I'll give you 10 more.
God, I can hear him saying it.
Yeah, he says it on the little announcement.
Yeah.
All right, we need to find out a clue or a final answer, or else we're going to go to Joe.
Well, I guess we're going to have to burn a clue because I can't think of it.
All right, that you are out of clues, so that is a $5 clue. If you are,
we'll see if I can get Chris to pay for it.
All right, here we go. This is the American translation of the name that would be something like Coffee France. Like the American translation France of this name would be something like Coffee France.
Café La France? Or...
That was it? That was my big helping clue.
Yeah. And I mean, unless it's really dumb and obvious like that. Wow.
Oh, I thought I knew what it was right until you gave that clue. I guess we're going to have to go with that because I had nothing.
All right, give me your final answer then, Robert.
What should we say? Like Café Français or Café La France?
Yeah, sure. Listen, if it's off by
love. I gave you two things. Don't say sure.
All I'm saying is if it's off by a lay or not a lay, I'm going to be very upset if we get a miss on it. If that's the only thing wrong with it.
Café La France.
No, I have to say it's incorrect. I'm going to have to go to Joe versus the Damn Minute it. On this one. Okay, Joe versus the Minute. I'm going to give you guys another 10 seconds. See if you can give me the answer. Where does George plan to take Terry and her parents for dinner?
Could it be Café Francois, Jarf? I mean, that's a name, but it's my initial guess was like, oh, it's like Café Paris or something really obvious. But if the translation is France, what would it be?
The American translation of this name would be something like Coffee France.
Yeah. Café Francois.
All right. Let's see. Alex, what do you go on this one? Yeah, right.
I am frantically Googling just to make sure that this wasn't a typo on his part. Because it says here, it does say here, Café Français.
Français, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
the other one.
If they said Francois, I'm inclined not to give that one.
Okay.
All right. Oof. So it is Francais. So no point for either team.
Sorry. Carlisle stumped you real good on that one.
Carlisle.
All right. We are going back to Joe versus for the last UHF question.
Okay, last UHF question, going to Joe versus the Minute. Of all the films parodied in UHF, which two film parodies scenes does Weird Al not appear in? Of all the films parodied in UHF, which two film parody scenes does Weird Al not appear in?
One of them's the Stinkin' Badgers thing, right?
What is that a parody of? Because it's Stinkin' Badgers.
Yeah. I don't know, but they asked which two scenes, not which movie it was referencing.
Well,
happening.
Yeah.
I think we have to give the names of the movies.
Yes, that is. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. That is what it looks like Carlisle is trying to get out of you. Is the
Wait a second. We don't even have the answer yet, and we're already nitpicking it.
I'm trying to. Me and Alex now are actually typing to try and clear this up.
Yeah,
and I understand, Jeff. Yes, I'm going to give them 10 more seconds, and then we're going to have to go to. So I have.
What is the question?
All right. Of all the
films.
Yeah, the two films. There's two film parodies that Weird Al does not appear in.
Yeah, who's laughing? You don't like.
I'm stumped.
Like yeah, I said, you're going to have to either donate into a clue or you're going to have to give me a final answer right now.
Oh, I refuse to buy a clue on principle. Wait, this is for Carlisle charity. That sounds really bad.
You got her on mic saying it. Wow.
I think Carlisle is my Movies by Minute arch nemesis.
All right, like I said, final answer, I have to go to Team Roper on this one.
I got nothing.
All right, then.
The answer is nothing.
All right, the answer is nothing. That is incorrect. I have to go to Team Roper.
Stupid!
All right, so is it our turn to embarrass ourselves now?
Yes, it is your turn.
No, we should get it right instead.
All right, Robert, I'm pretty sure I know it. You're going to check me.
Yes, okay.
Conan the Librarian and Gandhi too.
Yes.
Oh!
That is correct. Yes, it is Conan and Gandhi. Yes.
All right. I feel like I should give a scoreboard update here.
I think you should.
Joe versus the Minute has 12. Team Roper has 11. We are heading into the last two questions. They are the final two questions from Major League.
I want a bonus question.
Team Roper has a chance for a bonus right now if they want one.
Yes, you were allowed a bonus.
Tierney, that last one was the librarian question.
I know.
That can't feel good.
Librarian question. That hurts.
I was thinking totally on the wrong track.
All right. You want a bonus question?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Leonard Maltin book.
Oh, God.
Rated R, 1998. A small Midwest town disappears under the rising floodwaters. A criminal gang headed by a certain actor tries to catch armored car guard, another actor, who's hidden the money thereafter. The cast is above average, the effects are impressive, and the setting is unusual, but routine script barely keeps this afloat. Rated R, he gave it 2.5 stars.
God, I hope this is the movie I'm thinking of.
Keeps it afloat?
Robert, do you have an idea what you think it is?
I know I've seen it. I'm trying to think
of it. I'm going to ask you to read it again. Yeah. As of right now, I believe it's Hard Rain, formerly known as The Flood, and then they changed the name of it. This is when my friends all still worked in a movie theater. could you read it again, though, just so I didn't miss anything? Yes. I got so excited. The first sentence, I thought I knew it was, and I stopped listening.
Okay. As a small Midwest town disappears under rising floodwaters, a criminal gang headed by a certain actor tries to catch armored car guard of another actor who's hidden the money thereafter. The cast is above average, the effects are impressive, and the setting is unusual, but a routine script barely keeps this afloat. Rated R, 1998, he gave it 2.5 stars.
I think it's Hard Rain. I believe that's an Ed Asner, Morgan Freeman joint.
That is correct, yes.
And yes. We are tied, heading Freeman, into the final two questions.
Morgan Freeman tries to catch armored car guard Christian Slater.
Yeah. That movie is hot garbage.
That's not bad. I have fun with it. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. It's just why I put a note to read that one.
I remember when they put the original trailer out and it said The Flood, and then it came out like 3 months later. And it's like Hard Rain. I'm like, I didn't think that could get worse.
I like the title Hard Rain better. I came here for the money. Okay, so we have two last questions. All right, am I going back to Team Roper here now?
Correct.
Okay, here we go. Question, let's see, number 9 for Major League going to. Against what team did Rick Vaughn get his first win?
I think it's the A's.
Your final answer?
When he's got that guy up and he's talking to him about his wife's panties and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, that is correct. Yes, the Oakland Athletics, as the Oakland A's, are acceptable because that's what Alex told me to say.
Yes.
All right, then. Okay, well, let's see. I think they're out of bonus credits, they can buy. Yep.
They can certainly pay for more bonus questions.
So did we try to buy one and make them have to get theirs right and hit a bonus?
Yes.
All right, I'm willing to do that.
Okay.
The cruelty is worth $5.
All right.
Of course, we also have to get it right.
That's a fair point.
Okay, here we go. '94, 1.5 stars.
Oh, good.
Okay.
That's it. That's all we get.
Oh, no. I'm trying to read. He puts a couple actor names and I can't read right now. All right. Keeps this. All right. This is the upteenth variation of the most dangerous game, and it has the most definitive Sherlock action cast as a destitute certain actors unwillingly hired to perform vague duties at a secluded woodsy resort, only to learn that he is prey to high roller hunters. Subroutine chase pick is Confusion City all the way. It's difficult to believe that the same plot could be recycled less than a year later after John Woo's far more stylish Hard Target. I'll read this to you one more time.
Okay, yeah, please do.
Oh, and this was rated. I believe this is rated. Yes, rated. Okay. This is the upteenth variation of the most dangerous game. From having the most definitive schlock action cast as a destitute certain actor is unwittingly hired to perform vague duties at a secluded woodsy resort, only to learn that he's prey of high roller hunters. Subroutine chase pick is Confusion City all the way. It's difficult to believe that the same plot could be recycled less than a year later after John Woo's far more stylish Hard Target. Rated R, came out in 1994, 1.5 stars. For another $5, I will read you the full review with actor names included.
I don't know about you, Robert. The only thing throwing me off is the year. I thought this was the crappy iced tea version of this, which was Surviving the Game. But I thought that came out way later, but maybe I'm wrong. Have seen it, and it is terrible, so I guess it could be 1.5 stars. I don't remember anybody else in it except me going like, oh, it's iced tea.
All right, so for $5, I can read your review and the cast list if you want.
Yeah, for five more, we find out who's in it.
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell? Just let it roll. Who cares?
Okay. $5. I will read you the full cast list. Directed by Ernest Dickerson, with starring Rutger Hauer, Ice-T, Gary Busey, F. Murray Abraham, Charles S. Dutton, John C. McGinley, Jeff Corey. Only the absence of Maria Conchita Alonso keeps this upteenth variation of the most dangerous game from having the definitive schlock action cast as a destitute Ice-T is unwilling to perform hired vague duties at a secluded woodsy resort, as you can see. Yes.
Yeah, some mortgage payments were due, is what happened there.
Yes. It's just Surviving the Game, yes.
All right. It is 14-12 Roper. Joe versus the Minute needs to get this question and get a bonus question to keep it tied and send us to overtime.
Is Marvin always involved in the bonus questions?
No, it's just when I feel like
okay.
it. I start you off with some easy multiple choice questions, and then as we go in, I start going Malton.
I also start, my eyes glaze over every time Malton starts talking, but anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
All right, Tierney, it's the bottom of the ninth.
Here we go. In what city were most of the baseball scenes for this movie filmed?
You're kidding me. I know this. Most of the baseball scenes in Major League were filmed in Milwaukee.
Yes, that is correct. Milwaukee. That I just wanted
correct.
To.
Oh my God.
Okay.
All right. You hesitated. I was like, oh my God, was the percentage in Tucson higher than I thought? Oh my God.
All right.
Fun fact, on the stadium scoreboard in Major League, that's supposedly in Cleveland, you can see the call letters for a Milwaukee news station, TMJ.
Nice.
Just a fun fact for most of you there.
They still play home games there sometimes when bad things happen in Cleveland. It's like, you can come over.
Joe versus the Minute. You are down one. You can pay for a bonus question to attempt to tie the game.
You have to try, right?
Yeah, I'm happy to spend $5, but if Leo over there is involved, I hope you know it.
All right, here we go. Yes, I'm opening up Leonard Moulton's book here.
Of course. Good old Leo.
All right, here
we go.
Going
to do it now.
1995, 3 stars. A boy receives a certain birthday present. No, I'm not reading the item. And finds that when he puts a certain plastic toy inside and turns the key, the item comes to life. Then he learns that this is not a toy, but a real person, and complications ensue, especially when his best friend conjures up a real life another character. First rate adaptation of Lynn Reed Banks' popular children's book, scripted by Melissa Matheson of ED fame, full of wonder and simple wisdom, is a few too good many giant close ups of this boy's face. Rated PG.
That would be the Indian in the cupboard, right?
Yes.
Final answer?
Final answer.
I missed it again. I'm sorry, Tierney.
Final answer of what Jarf said.
Yes, that's correct. Indian in the cupboard. Yes.
All right. We're going to overtime.
Okay. What's overtime? Is that a spelling contest?
Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D.
With Tierney's voice dropping out, she'll lose a spelling contest.
I know, that's what's making me worried. Okay. All right.
I guess we just fire bonus questions.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab a couple of the quick ones. I'm not gonna do Leonard Moulton, we're gonna do quick ones for this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you gonna do a couple, or is this sudden death?
We'll do I'll do five. I'll do five. See if I do quick ones. You know what? I have an idea. All right. I'm going to choose. What I'll do is I'm going to read five to.
Dave. Why don't we just we'll just do shootout style? So
yeah, like penalty shots.
We'll throw one at penalty shot style.
All right.
We throw one at Roper. If they get it right, then Joe versus has to get it. If Roper gets it wrong, then Joe versus.
Gotcha. Okay, and I'm going to only give you 5 seconds after I read the answers. Should I even read the multiple choice? Is that too tricky? No, it'll only be multiple choice. I don't want to screw over too much. All right. Who played the role of Thor in 2015 movie Avengers Age of Ultron? This is going to Roper. Is it Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo, Liam Hemsworth, or Chris Evans?
Chris Hemsworth.
Okay. Correct. Going to Joe versus the Minute. Complete the title of the 2015 movie Avengers Age of Time, Ultra, Ultron, or Revenge?
Ultron.
Okay, correct. Going back to Roper. Who plays the role of Owen Grady, the dinosaur expert in Jurassic World? Ty Simpkins, Chris Pratt, Vincent D'Onofrio, or Jeff Goldblum?
Chris Pratt.
That's correct. Going back to Joe. What is the name of the fierce hybrid dinosaur in Jurassic World? Indominus Rex, Invincible Rex, Incredible Rex, Indigestible Rex?
Dominus.
That's correct. All right, going back to Team Roper. Which actress plays Kate Macer in 2015 movie Sicario? Kate Hudson, Kate Winslet, Emily Blunt, Keira Knightley?
Emily Blunt.
That's correct. Going to Joe. In 2015 movie Creed is a spinoff from what successful movie series? Raging Bull, Marvel Universe, Star Wars, or Rocky?
Rocky.
That's correct. Okay, going back to Team Ripper. Who won the Oscar for Best Actor in 2016 for his role in The Revenant? Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio, Michael Keaton, Tom Hardy?
DiCaprio.
Yo.
Correct. What is the name of the main character in The Revenant, played by Leonardo DiCaprio? Hugh Glass, Caleb Smith, Jim Bridger, Poe Dameron?
Caleb Smith.
For us, right?
I have no idea. That is correct. It was Hugh Glass. Okay, going to...
Is that what she said?
Wait, what?
She said she's a Caleb said. Smith. She said Caleb Smith. The correct answer was Hugh Glass. All right, going to Team Roper now. I guess that's what it is, right? They win this one? Alex?
No, that's
oh, that's yeah. it. It's over. We got our
yeah. wrong. All right. Yeah. All right. All right. Just wanted to make sure of it. Okay.
We were moving so fast. It was
that's what I was. I was just boom,
that
boom,
That is
boom.
A yeah. comeback win for Team Roper.
Wow. Nice job.
Yeah. The questions were coming so fast. They were still, I was still hearing the answer when you were reading the next question.
Oof, that was a good game, guys. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so Alex, good. let's start reading monies.
Yeah. So it was $5 per bonus question after the original ones, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Dave Palace owes $5.
No problem.
Joe versus the Minute owes $10, and Team
Sharp,
Roper and Team Roper owes $20.
Yeah. How much I can squeeze out of Chris before we got to pay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, and then also Robert is going to pay his $20 entry fee because he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, then. Well, let's see. I want to thank everyone for playing. I want to thank the listeners, and I will include the link to our. Actually, I want to say it here. If you could go to passion.cff.org/mxm. Dash trivia dash cage dash match. I will put the link in the description. So you can go there and you can also donate and you can put any one of these teams in. And so since Team Roper is moving on, you can put if it's a Team Roper or one of the other teams that are still in the game, and you can give them some bonus credits. Every $5 toward a team will give a bonus credit that they can use in the future game. So once again, that's passion.cff.org/mxm-trivia-cage-match. And when you see the big picture of Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage, you know you're in the right place.
And I can add just one tip. If you just go to passion.cff.org and just click find a passion fundraiser and just put in MXM, you'll find it.
Oh, perfect. Even better. Okay.
But what a journey you took us on.
I wanted to make sure because I was like, I haven't really, figured out what's the best way because people haven't been to the site probably, first time. So I'm glad, Jarf was here to tell us that, boom, easily type in MXM when you find one, you'll find us.
Yeah, it's good because if you didn't remember everything Dave said, your hopes would be dashed. Thank you. I'll see myself out.
All right. And with the whistle, we are wrapping up for the evening. Thank you all for playing. And thank you all for listening, and I will see you in the next round.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, that was I'm like sweating from that game.